in Britain. On now to an angler's tale, but not a human angler. It seems that ours isn't the only species to have devised techniques worthy of the term industrial fishing. The humpback whale, too, has a method. It relies on nothing more substantial than bubbles. Groups of up to 10 whales cooperate to enclose shoals of fish in a vertical cylinder of bubbles. They then swim up and through their bubble net with their mouths open, swallowing prey as they go. The question that's puzzled biologists is why small fish like herring seem unable to swim through the bubbles and escape. It is known that humpbacks emit an eerie sound when feeding. One researcher is now suggesting that the whale's bubble net forms a wall of sound. Ali Ayres has been learning more about one of the ocean's most impressive feeding displays.
The calls of the humpback whale, as heard on many a New Age relaxation tape. But the humpback is capable of producing far more sinister tones associated with their extraordinary method of catching fish, the collective production of a bubble net.
The first thing you'd see is a helical row of bubbles that would come around inside itself, so looking from above it would look like a 6 or a 9 in the water.
Lawrence Deal is Professor of Biology at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver.
And then you'd begin to see fish jumping in the center of this ring, and then a number of whales, anywhere from 3 or 4 to as many as 12, come vertically up through the center of the ring with their mouth open, scooping up the herring. It's just an amazing thing to see.
Lawrence has been watching humpback whales blowing bubbles off the coast of Vancouver for many years. But as whale expert Chris Clark explains, the appearance of the bubble nets is heralded by a haunting scream from the deep.
You're standing in a boat in the quiet of an Alaskan lagoon in which humpbacks are gathered to feed. And what you perceive is first the sound. You hear this long siren of a call.
It's totally unlike anything that you might have heard as a humpback whale song. It's a very loud scream almost, and it's extremely loud but very high frequency. You can, if you're located very close to the net, you can sometimes hear parts of it coming through the water. If you put a hydrophone in the water, it will almost deafen you, it's so loud.
There are several theories to explain these feeding calls, that they're bringing in other whales to join the feeding session, or that they're frightening herring up from the deep sea. But Tim Layton, Professor of Underwater Acoustics at Southampton University, is now suggesting that the feeding call and the bubbles of the net are intimately connected.
What I worked out is once these calls enter the bubble net, they travel in a specific way.
Bubbles will slow down the passage of sound waves in water, and the refracting effect of a cylinder of bubbles on a feeding call means that the noise will circulate round and round the net.
So what happens is the sound, once it enters the walls of this cylinder, tends to be trapped within it and whizzes round it at about 1 kilometre a second or more. Some of it obviously leaks to the outside of the net, but not to the inside. So in the interior of this bubble net, it's silent, and this provides a kind of sanctuary from this noise where the fish will congregate. Now, if the fish try to leave the bubble net, what they encounter is this wall of very intense sound. This startles the fish. And what fish do in response to startling is they school, they form a tight crowd.
Scientists studying whale behaviour believe that the intelligent humpback, the grand master of underwater acoustics, might be capable of using a feeding call in this way. Chris Clark, a whale acoustic expert at Cornell University in the United States, thinks it might even be possible for the whale to tune the call to match the size of each bubble net.
In that case, the whales would have to be aware of and perceiving the subtleties of the school of fish and the bubble wall that they're actually blowing. That's an intriguing question. And one thing I've learned when studying whales is never take anything for granted. These animals have exquisite perceptive abilities. So it could be very well that they can perceive the structure of the bubbles and the subtleties in the acoustic reverberation that they're creating. And they're tuning themselves and their voices to that situation.
The sound that signals a whale of a meal. That report was by Ali Ayres. Gabriel Walker, consultant to New Scientist magazine, is with us. Gabriel, we tend to think of the oceans really as rather silent places, I mean, particularly below the surface. But, I mean, those whale sounds are a reminder that it is actually very noisy.
It is an amazingly noisy place under the ocean. And it's not just passing ships or whales, there's also clicking shrimp or even the sound of rain on the surface of the water makes it down. And I don't know, if you've ever scuba dived, you'll know that it's very difficult to hear what direction the sound's coming in. You just find that if there's noise, it can feel like it's on all sides.
Now, one way in which we use sound underwater, of course, with sonar, which can form not exactly a visual image of the world, but an image of a kind. Is there any potential for using sound in other ways, do you think, underwater, for telling us what's going on around?
There is, and sonar is like, it's almost like shining a torch, because you actually send out a ping of sound and you measure for whether it's coming back or not. And for sonar, the background noise is usually a real nuisance. It gets in the way, it helps prevent your signal. But there's one guy in California who's developing an alternative. He calls it acoustic daylight imaging. And this is using all the ambient sound that crashes around a place the same way that we use daylight. And the idea is, supposing you want to take a photograph of a tree, you get a camera and you get the camera to focus the scattered light from the tree onto a film. And in the same way, he puts a big dish in the water, a big kind of almost like a satellite dish about 3 meters across in the water, and gets the sound to focus on some hydrophones, like microphones, and he can actually make an image. For instance, if there was a mine that might damage your ship if it blew up and you don't want to send out sonar to trigger it, you could use something like this instead to see if it was there.
Very ingenious.